This week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh. And the opening pasuk of this week's parsha is Va'ata Tetzaveh es B'nei Yisrael, and you will command B'nei Yisrael V'yichu Elecha Shemen Zayis Zach, that they should take for you Shemen Zayis Zach, clear olive oil, Kosses Lama'or, crushed Lama'or for lighting purposes, La'alos Ner Tamid, to light a ner tamid, a continual lamp. And Rashi comes and asks the obvious question, why does it use the word la'alos and not la'hadlik ner tamid, to light? Why the word la'alos, which isn't commonly used to express the idea of lighting a lamp or a candle? Rashi says, madlik, he would light the fire of the menorah at shetehe shalhebes, Ola me'eleh, until the flame would rise on its own. Now we find in Parshas Bahaloscha the same type of word used, and Rashi gives a very similar explanation as to why the word Bahaloscha is used, and not the word that is more commonly used, such as lahadlik. So Rashi comes and tells us the first pshat is al shem shahalahav ole, because the flame rises. Kasav bahad lakasan, the pasuk writes of their kindling lashon aliyah, an expression of aliyah, of rising. Shetzarech lahadlik, for one must come and light. Until the flame rises by itself. A very similar explanation of Rashi in our Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, again in using the word La'alos Ner Tamid, as well as in Parshas Bahaloscha, Bahaloscha Es Haneros. However, comes along Rashi and gives Ve'od Darshu Rabosenu. And additionally, the Rabbanan, our rabbis, come and Darshan explain and give another explanation why the Torah uses the less common word of Bahaloscha and not the typical word of Hadlaka. He says, Mikan, from here we see, Shemala Haisa Lifneha Menorah, that there was a stair in front of the menorah, She'alea HaKohen Omid, upon which the Kohen would stand, umetiv, and prepare the menorah for the eventual hadlaka. So Rashi comes and gives two explanations why the Torah uses the word ba'aloscha. One is the idea of achetehe hashalheves ola me'eleh, until the flame rises by itself. And two, the idea of ba'aloscha is telling us about Milos, stairs, that stairs were in front of the menorah upon which the Kohen would stand when he was meitiv, when he would prepare the menorah for a hadlaka. The obvious question that one has to ask is, why is it that over here in our parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, Rashi doesn't come and tell us ve'od darshu rabosenu? Additionally, the Rabbanan come and Darshan explain, expound, and telling us the idea of lahalos is referring to a mila, stairs that the Kohen would stand upon. Why is it that he only uses the first pshat? In other words, they both use the same pshat, the original pshat, that the candle is lit by itself, but it does not use the other pshat here, having to do with the Kohen standing and preparing the menorah. And that is our first question for tonight. The Medrash tells us in our Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, in Halacha Ches, when the Torah tells us, Vizeh HaDavar, so comes along the Medrash and tells us, what is Vizeh HaDavar? What are we talking about? So the pasuk comes and tells, so the medrash comes and tells us, what are we talking about? Be'ezes chus haya Aaron nichnas lebeis kachei hakadoshim. With what schus, with what merit would Aaron come and enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur that would ultimately allow him to come and atone for the sins of Bnei Yisrael? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Beno Shel Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yishmael, would say that it was the schus HaMila, Haisa Nichnasis Imo. It was the schus of the bris mila that Klal Yisrael would have. The fact that Klal Yisrael was mekayim the mitzvah bris mila, that would be the schus. That would be the merit that would stand by Klal Yisrael. That would allow Aaron HaKohen to receive a kapara for them in the Kodesh Hakadoshim on Yom Kippur. Which begs the obvious question. Out of all of the mitzvos that would stand with Klal Yisrael, why would that be the one? Mila? I mean, it's a huge mitzvah. But is it more important than the mitzvah of Shabbos? Chazal teach us, kol hamekayim es haShabbos, ki'ilu mekayim kol haTorah kula. That anyone who fulfills the mitzvah of Shabbos, as if he's completing, fulfilling the entirety, the entire Torah. And anyone who is mechalel es haShabbos, anyone who desecrates the Shabbos, it's as if he's desecrating the entire Torah. And yet, the Medrash comes and tells us, be'ez eschus hoya aro nichnas, Lebeis kochei hakadoshim, Amar Rabbi Chanina beno shel Rabbi Yishmael. It's the schus of mila. It's the merit of the mila, the circumcision, that ultimately Aaron HaKohen would come in with, that would propel the Jewish people to receive their kapara, their atonement, on Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do we understand this medrash? In lieu of so many other seemingly more important, more significant mitzvos, take, for example, the mitzvah of Shabbos. And our third and final question is based upon the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, where again the Torah tells us, Ve'ata titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael, and you will command B'nei Yisrael, and we know that the Lashon of Titzaveh, based upon the Rashi in Parshas Tzav, where the Torah tells us Tzav is Aaron, so the Torah tells us that the Lashon of Tzav is Eino Ela Lashon Zeros Miyad Uledoros, meaning to say that any time you see the word Titzaveh, command, it means that you should do it with great alacrity, excitement, fervor. You should do it immediately. It should be an exciting mitzvah to accomplish. So why does the Torah need to tell us by the mitzvah of Shemen Zayis Zach that it has to be done b'lashon zeros? Well, because there's a chisaron kiss. Because Klal Yisrael is going to incur a loss of money. What's the loss of money? Well, the loss of money is the fact that it was expensive. They were only allowed to use the tipa harishona. After he extracted the first drop of oil, so he would put the machnisan l'reichayim v'tochanan, he would put the olives into a mill and he would grind them. The hashemen hasheni posel la menorah. The second oil was unfit for the use of the menorah, but it was fit for the menachos, for the various karbanos, as it says, kosis la maor. So, because there was chisaron kis, it was a very expensive mitzvah, therefore the Torah has to go out of its way and tell us, It's an expensive mitzvah. And therefore, the Torah has to go out of its way to tell us tzav. Ask Reb Eli Baruch Finkel. I understand there's a chisaron kiss, but the entire Parshas Truma, where Klal Yisrael would come and donate zav, kesef, nechoshes, the entire Binyan HaMishkan, there's no mention of the word tzav. There's no lashon of zeros, where Klal Yisrael is commanded to do it with alacrity and with a zest and with a being done in such a way where they understand how compelling it is to have to do this mitzvah. There was also great chisaron kiss. There was a great loss of money as well with the Binyan HaMishkan. And yet only by the Shemen Zayis Zach is there the idea of the Atot Titzaveh, which is Lashon Zeros, which is a Lashon of doing it immediately. So the Baal HaTurim comes and he explains the reason why the Lashon of Tzav, or Zeros, is by the Shemen Lamaor, is because the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah is a mitzvah temidis. It's a mitzvah that was done daily. And therefore, the Torah has to go out of its way and tell us, let it be done with excitement. In other words, from the Baal HaTurim, we learn a very important yisod. And that is, it's not simply that it was a chisaron kiss, that it was a loss of money, but it was a chisaron kiss tamidi. It was a constant loss of money. Meaning to say, that if it's a one-time loss, a person is excited to do it. I'm willing to come and donate for the Binyan HaMishkan. I'm willing to come and give one big chunk of money to build a shul, to build a Beis Medrash. But the daily grind, the daily upkeep, the bedek habayis, that people are less excited to do. Writes Reb Eli Baruch so brilliantly, Ve'einenu haroz, our eyes see, Sheyoser kal limso nedive am, it's easier to find people to donate when it's hakamas binyan leyeshiva, to build a building for a yeshiva. Me'asher limso ke'elu sheyitnu avor hotzal shebichol yom, versus finding people to deal with the expenditures of the daily upkeep of that yeshiva. For that, tzarech zeros miyuchad. It needs a special type of commandment of do it. So yes, the truma that was involved in the binyan HaMishkan, donating for the Mishkan, that also was a chisaron kiss, there was a loss of money, but it was a one-time event. It was building the Mishkan. But the menorah was daily. It was constant. And therefore, the Torah has to come and tell us, Ve'ata titzavez b'nei Yisrael. Come and command b'nei Yisrael that they should take the Shemen Zayis Zach la'alos ner tamid. It was a ner tamid. This idea of tamidius, this idea of constant, has a tremendous power, has tremendous kayach, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To do something once, a person might have some type of inspiration. A person might feel a jolt, an epiphany, a one-time epiphany that might propel someone to do something once. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about is the consistency, is the grind, is day in, day out, the consistency and the constant reminder. What other mitzvah is there that is constant, that is always, than the mitzvah of Mila? After all, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us something very interesting. It tells us that the shorish of this mitzvah is Chafetz Hashem Yisparach Lahashlim Tchunaso. Kodesh Baruch Hu desires that Klal Yisrael should be mashlim. They should perfect themselves. The Ratza Lios HaHashlama, and he desires that this Hashlama, this perfection, comes Al Yidei HaAdam, through man. Velo Biro Sholem Ben, and that man should not be complete, wholesome from the womb. Lirmos Elov Kikasher Tashlam Tsuras Gufa Al Yado. To hint, to allude that just like it's up to man to complete his body, his physical appearance, Kain Biyado, it's also in his hand, Lahashlim, to complete, to perfect the tsura of his soul, Behechsher Pu'ulasov, in kashering his actions, refining his deeds. Specifically, the Medrash is telling us that the Bris Mila represents Hasmada, the constant reminder that Klal Yisrael was challenged to perfect themselves. The Bris Mila represents Tmidius, consistency. Day in, day out, Klal Yisrael being willing to moser themselves, to give their bodies for the sake of reminding themselves and showing ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu what they are willing to do. They're willing to forever have an oath, a reminder that they have to work, that they have to toil. A one-time event doesn't have meaning. It's easy to do something once. But the Bris Mila represents consistency, a constant reminder. It's a constant mitzvah that is an oath upon Klal Yisrael as a zecher of what their purpose is in this world. Aaron HaKohen is coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the holiest day of the year and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though these people have sinned, there is a constant reminder upon themselves. They have taken upon themselves to make an oath, a sign forever, that they have to grow, that they have to work, that they have to toil, that they did not come into this world perfect. Just like the body needed a tikkun, so too does the nefesh, does the neshama need to be refined as well. Klal Yisrael isn't a finished product. Aaron HaKohen is coming in and acknowledging they're not a finished product. But because they have the Bris Mila, the Bris Mila constantly is reminding the Jewish people what their responsibilities are as Am Yisrael, as Bnei Yisrael, as people that have accepted the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is to continuously grow. Just as the Shemen Zayis Zach reminds us, V'ata Titzaveh, of the notion, the idea of day in, day out, that every day you're going to have to spend money in accomplishing this mitzvah, and that is a special mitzvah. It's a chisaron kis tamid, always. And therefore the Torah has to remind us of what our responsibilities are. Not everyone wants to do it. The Bris Milah reminds us of what our constant responsibilities are. And that's to grow, it's to steig, it's to realize that we're not perfect. The Torah is reminding us, Ve'atot titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. And the Bris Milah as well is a constant reminder of always needing to perfect ourselves, never resting on our laurels, never being satisfied with being imperfect, always looking to come. Lahashlim tsuras nafsro behechsher pe'ulosav. And that's the idea of the Bris Milah, and that's the Schus HaMilah that ultimately Aaron HaKohen was nichnas, the Beis Kodei HaKadoshim, on Yom HaKippurim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he comes, and he asks the question. It's an interesting question. Why is it that Aaron HaKohen was coming, as the Torah tells us, Yaroch oso Aaron uvanav me'erev ad boker, that Aaron HaKohen, outside the paroches, he shall arrange with his sons from evening until morning, the Shemen Zayis Zach. He wasn't yet chosen as the Kohen. Only the next pasuk after does the Torah tell us, Ve'ato ha'krevei lecha es Aaron ochicha ves bon abito bitoch b'nei Yisrael l'kan oli Aaron Nadav Aviu, right? Aaron Nadav Aviu Elazar v'Yisomer b'nei Aaron. Why was Aaron coming and arranging the menorah if he was not yet appointed to be a Kohen, him and his children? That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's kasha. So he says, Mishum sheba haminora zocheh b'chol ofen, that Aaron would have been zocheh, he would have merited the menorah in any light. Af shelo mitzad kahuna, even if not for being a Kohen, even if he wasn't a Kohen. Why? Mishum she'aron shayach lezelepi maisav. Aaron would have merited the schus of lighting the menorah because of his actions. The other rabbi, on the contrary, mizeh zoche, because of his actions, he was zoche too, and now, v'ato akrevi lechas Aaron ochicha, now come and bring Aaron a Kohen and appoint him to be a Kohen. Why? What were his actions? He was mechanich his children, the Torah, the mitzvos. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, v'lom demizeh derech hachinuch. From here we see the way of chinuch. On what is one's responsibility, whether a father to a child or a rab to talmidim, and that is lahadlik ad shetale me'eleh. You teach your children, you teach your talmidim, ad shetehei shal heves ola me'eleh, until the flame rises on its own. Aaron HaKohen was the consummate mechanich. He was the ultimate educator, the ultimate father that inspired and raised his children to follow in his ways. They were mamala makom. When Aaron died, his children assumed the position of Kohen Gadol. His children were the Gedolei Hador. They were righteous people. Nadav v'Aviu, they died. But they were tzaddikim, says the Gemara. They were so, so righteous. They wanted even a greater connection with Hashem. That was Aaron HaKohen's chinuch that he had given to his children. And therefore, when the Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen was arranging Me'erev ad boker lifnei Hashem. He was arranging the menorah. It wasn't as a Kohen. It was as a Malamid, as a Rav, as a father, as a leader teaching Torah. A father's job is constant. It's me'erev ad boker. It's from evening until morning. The job of a parent never ends. To be madrich, to be madlik, to give over until it's on its own. Chinuch is constant. It's not a 9-to-5 job. Just as the chisaron kiss was tamid by the shemen zayis zach, it was constant. And the mila was a constant reminder of what Klal Yisrael's responsibilities are in this world, that they have to continue to grow, even if they're not perfect. They agree they're not perfect, but the mila is a constant reminder of what the Jewish people's purpose is in this world. The job of a mechanech is me'erev ad boker. It's constant. And therefore, I believe that's pshat. Why Rashi doesn't come and give the second pshat that he had given in Parshas Baaloscha. In Parshas Baaloscha, when he tells us, Darshu Rabboseinu, our rabbis expound and they explain, Mikan, from here we see, Shemaylo Haisel Lepnei HaMenorah, that there were stairs in front of the menorah upon which the Kohen would stand and prepare the lamps. Parshas Baaloscha is speaking to Aaron in his position as a Kohen. And therefore it gives the two pshatim. But in our parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, before Aaron HaKohen was given the position of a Kohen, it was talking about him in his capacity as a father, as a Malamed, as a Rav, as a Manhig. It's not talking about a Kohen. And therefore Rashi doesn't feel compelled to bring up the second pshat of a Kohen standing upon the stairs preparing the menorah. Torah is teaching us, explains Rav Moshe, V'lom demizeh derech hachinuch. We learn from here the way of educating. V'kama hu achiyuv. And how great is the responsibility upon a Rav, a father, to teach. Shehu mimah shetzorech lahadlik, that you have to light it at shetala me'aleh until it is lit by itself. Chazinan we see, says Rav Moshe, shehachiyuv lelame lahatalmid, that the obligation to teach your talmidim, your students, who at sheyuchal until it's to the point, lahavin me'atzmo, they understand for themselves the hiskadil biyoser, that they can continue to grow. And that's miboker ad erev. That's from morning until evening. That's constant, that's always, that never ceases to exist. The idea of hasmada, of diligence, has great significance within our religion. We don't believe in epiphanies. We don't believe in one-time events. We believe in the process. We believe in yagato umatsasa taimin. If you work and you find, we believe. Klal Yisrael is about the process. We're about not the end, but the means as to how we get there. It's about diligence, hard work, in a consistent and constant way. It should be in the schus of our hasmada, in our diligence, in our learning, and in our tefillah, in our consistency to want to be davuk, cling to Hashem, that ultimately there should be a schus for all of us that a mirza Hashem, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, should see that we are desiring this relationship by being in it and being obsessed with it and having a stake in it through our hasmada, through our chisaron kis bahasmada. And mirza Hashem, we should be zocha to see all of the yeshuos. I wait. I don't stop waiting because Klal Yisrael is about the process. We're about the wait. We're about the consistency. We're about the patience. And Mirtz Hashem, Klal Yisrael will be zocha to see the Yeshua. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen.